And good afternoon, good afternoon, good afternoon. It is Monday, the first day of February 2016. Can you believe that? 1 month down, 11 to go. It's almost Christmas again. 10 months and we'll be at Christmas again. Scott Spears along with Terry Tackett here in the WWGH studio. How you doing, Terry?
Doing good. Doing good.
Doing good? Get a little closer to the mic there. For some reason, I'm not here. Okay.
I'm doing good, yeah.
Okay. Is that mic even on?
Got it.
I'm not sure if I'm... Am I not on or... Give it a try now.
Hello.
I think I can hear you. Okay. Okay. Now, what we're going to have a lot of fun here because we've got to talk about these caucuses. We've got to talk about so much today. But what we want to do is last night, the Marionaires were kind enough to do a live performance here in the studio. And you were here for that.
I was.
How was it?
Great. They sounded wonderful.
So we're going to give people a little bit of an encore presentation of last night's performance by the Marionaires here today. So this should be a lot of fun. So sit back and relax, enjoy some great music, and we'll be back, probably have a little bit of time at the end of this hour to talk about what's going on. And certainly next hour we're going to talk about it all, so you won't want to go anywhere. But here is the Marionaires on WWGH Radio last night.
I love coffee, I love tea, I love the Java Jive and it loves me. Coffee and tea and the Java and me, a cup, a cup, a cup, a cup, a cup, boy. I love Java, sweet and hot. Oops, Mrs. Olson, I'm a coffee pot. Shoot me the pot and I'll pour me a shot. A cup, a cup, a cup, a cup. Slip me a slug from that wonderful mug, and I'll cut a rug till I'm stuck in a jug. A slice of onion and a raw one, raw one.
Waiter, waiter, percolator.
I love coffee, I love tea, I love the Java Jive and it loves me. Coffee and tea and the Java and me. A cup, a cup, a cup, a cup of Boston bean, soybeans,
I said a little bitty green bean,
cabbage and greens,
you know that I'm not
keen, a silly blue ball, unless there's a coffee, 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 coffee bean.
Oh, I love Java, sweet and hot,
he likes it hot,
this is a coffee pot.
Special performance from the Marionaires here live on WWGH Radio 107.1. And now back to the Marionaires.
Old Man River, that old man river, he must know something, but don't say nothing. He just keeps rolling.
Oh, listening to Marion's Barbershop Chorus, the Marionaires. We'll be presenting many different songs this hour. Right now, one of our quartets. They will introduce themselves, but overall, they're the Spirit Masters.
I'm Mike Curtis. I sing tenor.
My name's Dick Karshner. I sing lead.
I'm Mark Smith. I sing baritone.
And Dwayne Klein singing bass.
Often I wonder when life has me under. Heartaches just won't go away. If we could go walking, just spend a day talking, here's what I'd like to say.
Check out our website at www.wwgh107.1.com, or you can find us on Facebook by searching WWGH Radio Marion, Ohio, 107.1 FM. And now back to the Marionaires.
Do happy do together. So happy do together.
Together, 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 together was the dice. It had to be the only one for me is you. And you for me, so happy together.
Be so happy together.
Be so happy together.
Happy together.
Together.
Happy together.
Together.
The papa,
the papa,
the papa.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to a special broadcast here on WWGH 107.1 in Marion, the Marionaires. And now back to the Marionaires.
Imagine that it's the fall of 1861, and it's the height of the Civil War. Julia and Samuel Howe have been invited to Washington by President Lincoln, and while there, they visit a Union Army camp across the Potomac in Virginia. While in the camp, they hear the men singing a song which has been sung by both North and South. The North in admiration of John Brown, and the South as a celebration of what they consider the death of a traitor. The song, John Brown's body lies moldering in his grave. A clergyman in the party, knowing of Julia Howe's many published poems, urges her to write a new song for the war effort to replace John Brown's body. After a night of arranging and rearranging desired lines in her brain, Julia Howe awakes to scrawl her thoughts down hastily on an old sheet of paper. The result was a poem published first in February of 1862 in the Atlantic Monthly and called Battle Hymn of the Republic, and put to the same tune that had been used for John Brown's body. Words like, as he died to make men holy, let us live to make men free, show the religious conviction of Julia Howe through her use of Old and New Testament images. Turning from the idea that the war was a revenge for the death of a martyr, Howe hoped that the song would keep the war focused on the principles of the ending of slavery. Today, Howe is most remembered for being the author of this one song, loved by most Americans, but disliked yet by some Southerners. During her lifetime, all her other pursuits paled beside her accomplishment of this one piece of poetry, for which she was paid $5 by the Atlantic Monthly. To honor America, the Marionaires now sing their rendition of the Battle Hymn of the Republic.
Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. He is trampling out the vintage where the graves of wrath are stored. He has loosed the faithful lightning of his terrible swift sword.
Across the sea with the glory.
free, while God is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on. Truth is marching on, marching on, and on, marching on, and on. Amen.
Listening to a special performance from the Marionaires here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, Marion.
At this time, we'd like to tell you a little bit about Valentine's Day. It's coming up next month, just in 2 weeks. So we have a wonderful event that we call Singing Valentine's, where you can send a quartet to sing a love song to your loved one. It can be a guy or a gal. And we're going to do this on next February 12th and 13th on Friday and Saturday, and for the fee of $40, we come and sing two love songs, deliver a personal card and a rose and a photo of the event, and you can get this ordered by calling any of the following people, myself, Bill Becker, at 740-389-3585, Junior Heimlich at 740-341-4802, Ken Heimlich at 419-864-3268, or Doug Boyer at 740-360-1403, or you can place an order with any member of the Marionaires Chorus. We look forward to seeing you on Valentine's Day and making your sweetie happy, happier than she's ever been with a quartet performing for her.
Our next number will be by a quartet, the Cabaret. Members of the Cabaret include singing the high notes on tenor, we have Pat Pierce. Singing the melody on lead, we have Jim Kramer.
Singing the low notes on bass, we have Bill Becker.
And my name is Doug Boyer, I'm the baritone.
Let me call you sweetheart, I'm in love with you. Let me hear you whisper that you love me too. Keep the love light glowing.
The next song by the Chorus is also one of our favorites used in our Valentine visits. This one is called Heart of My Heart.
Life would be naught without
listening to a special performance here at WWGH 107.1 FM from the Marian Airs. Check us out at WWGH1071.com.
I'm going to tell you about the coming of the judgment. Fare thee well. I'm going to tell you about the coming of the judgment. Fare thee well. There's a better day a-coming. Fare thee well. There's a better day a-coming. Fare thee well. In thy grave to getting up morning. Fare thee well. In thy grave to getting up morning. Fare thee well.
Special performance on WWGH 107.1 from the Marian Airs. Check out our website at www.wwgh1071.com or search Facebook at WWGH Marian Ohio 107.1. And now back to the Marian Airs.
Ticket for the long way round. I've got my memories far away, and I sure would like some sweet company as I'm leaving tomorrow. What do you say? When I'm gone, when I'm gone, you're gonna miss me when I'm gone. You're gonna miss me by my hair. You're gonna miss me everywhere. Oh, you're gonna miss me when I'm gone. When I'm gone, when I'm gone, who's gonna miss me when I'm gone? You're gonna miss me by my walk, you're gonna miss me by my talk, oh, you're gonna miss me when I'm gone. I've got my ticket for the long way round, the one with the prettiest of views. It's got mountains, it's got rivers, it's got sights to give you shivers, but it sure would be prettier with you. When I'm gone, you're gonna miss me when I'm gone. You're gonna miss me by my hair, you're gonna miss me everywhere, oh. You're gonna miss me when I'm gone. When I'm gone, you're gonna miss me when I'm gone. You're gonna miss me by my walk, you're gonna miss me by my talk, oh. You're gonna miss me when I'm gone. Yes, you are gonna miss me when I'm gone. You're gonna miss me.
been listening to Marion's Barbershop Chorus, the Marionaires. We hope you've been enjoying our program today. Coming up next, another one of our quartets, the Spirit Masters. No, the French Benefit.
There you go.
Junior Heimlich, singing tenor.
John Hook, singing lead.
Ken Heimlich, singing bass.
Bill Wickersham, singing baritone.
Every rolling stone is to feel alone when home sweet home is far away. I'm a rolling stone who's been so alone until today. Because I'm gonna take a sentimental journey, gonna stand.
Listening to a special performance today live at the WWG studios from the Marionaires. And now let's turn it back over to the Marionaires.
Pass me by one summer day, flash those big brown eyes my way, and oh, I wanted you forevermore. I'm not one that gets around, swear my feet stuck to the ground, and though I never did meet you before, I said hello, Mary Lou.
Joining us this hour right here on WWGH Radio. It's been our great privilege to sing for you. Here's one last number that says bye-bye.
Singing low. waits for me, sugar sweet, so is she. Bye, bye, blackbird. No one here can love and understand me. Oh, what hard luck stories they all hand me. Make my bed and light the light, I'll arrive late tonight.
Special performance from the Marian Airs here at WWGH 107.1.
And that was the Marian Airs last night right here on WWGH Radio. I certainly hope you enjoyed that special broadcast. If you have any thoughts on that, give us a call, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Terry Tackett's in studio with me. Terry, how'd you like that?
I liked it. I thought the performance last night, I was here for it. I thought they sounded great. My first time really ever listening to the Marian Airs.
What a great group they are.
Yeah.
A very sharp,
nice,
tactful, tactful group.
Yeah.
Tonight's the Iowa caucuses. We're all going to be political now.
Is tonight a make it or break it for Donald Trump, do you think? Or?
I don't know. I mean, I think if he loses, I think he'll still be around. But if he wins, God help us, tomorrow it'll be braggadocious city.
We'll need wider doorways for him to get his big head in. Through.
And I think he... push over to that green mic.
Sure.
For some reason, that just does not sound like it's picking up.
Okay.
Okay, that's much better.
Much better?
I can, I can hear you now. I don't know what's going on with that. I don't know if it got disconnected or shut off or what's going on.
Well, last night we played a little,
musical chairs
with
the microphones.
Yes. Yeah, so.
But, you know, it's... political season really starts tonight. This will kick off the caucuses, the primaries, the debates.
Then after Iowa, is it to New Hampshire? Is that next?
New Hampshire's next. But do you think...
But you got to pretty much survive Iowa to even be invited to... Am I?
Well, no, I don't know that anybody will drop out after
tonight. Okay, that's what I was wondering. Okay.
But it's certainly going to give them momentum to go out and raise money.
Right.
Well, and what about the other side? What's going on over there with Bernie and Hillary?
That's eating up a little bit, too.
Can you imagine?
Boy, oh boy.
That Bernie might win this tonight.
Yeah, he could win the whole kit and caboodle here.
And what if he does?
you know, a lot of people that I talk to about him say they quote unquote, this is them, not me saying, they said that they like the old man's ideas, but they're just afraid that he's not going to make it through his first term because he's 72.
Well, Ronald Reagan didn't take office till he was 70, and that was 40 years ago.
Yeah, so, but you, I hate to say this too because I really like Bill Clinton, but I really think Bernie is really relating to me more than...
Really?
Yeah.
More than Hillary?
Yeah.
Why does Bernie relate to you?
A lot of his ideas and his philosophies, I just think he's relating more to the younger crowd than you know.
Well, what do you think of the idea that... what is happening with Hillary? What's the problem?
I think that she is just so bogged down everywhere she goes by this Benghazi and, you know, and these emails and, you know. I'm not saying she's ready to throw in the towel, but I think she can't get no traction because...
But do these emails mean anything to you?
They don't mean anything to me, but... Boy, there's some people that take them so serious, man. I mean, every time I hear it work, thing is that she should be prosecuted. She should be in jail. She should be...
Do you really think that she had classified documents on her email?
I don't think so, but she may have.
And what if she did?
Yeah, I mean, it's none of my business, you know, I mean...
Does any of this have to do with her being a woman?
That's a good question, yeah.
Do you think that is just not doable?
I think that's what a lot of people still harbor resentment from President Obama that now I just don't, you know, I think it's going to carry over to Hillary.
Well, what kind of let's play this game. Okay, it's November and Hillary Clinton wins. Sure. What's this country going to be like?
I think we're going to be in good shape, but I'm sure a lot of people would refute that. You know, they'd say, you know, security wise, we may not be as strong, or you know, or
okay. Let's take it this way: November, Bernie Sanders is president.
Yeah, I'm afraid that a lot of people are still going to have that same.
Well, I'm saying, what do you think the country would be like?
I think if Bernie, you know, if either one of those two, I mean. I think the country'd be all right.
Donald Trump wins the presidency.
Oh boy, yeah, Donald Trump. That's a tough one, man.
Would we continue on in the right direction?
I think we'd probably take 4 or 5 steps back, but then we'd.
What about Ted Cruz?
Oh man.
Marco Rubio.
No.
Jeb Bush.
No.
So you are hardcore Democrat on this one.
Well, I'm. An extreme thin part of me says maybe Donald Trump, but no.
What is his, I just want to know, what's his appeal?
I think his appeal is he's saying all the right things.
What's he saying?
That, you know, about this, like how he picks on, you know, different people.
But that's good?
But that's good for this, but it's not good for the country if you become president.
I'm just confused because Donald Trump has always been an entertainer. He's had a good television series. That's fine. That's his business. He's a real estate mogul. That's fine. But when you start running for the highest office in the land and everybody keeps saying, oh, there's a thin, I think Donald Trump would do good. I think he could turn this country around. He's saying the right things. I must be missing this. What is he saying?
Yeah. Well, I think they're talking about the way he's talking to different people is that they want to talk to people that way, but they don't.
Right. But what does that have to do with being president?
Well, I think they look at the president. They think our president now is this guy, kind of wimpy guy that's just being over, letting Iran and Iraq push him around.
So if we went in and called... Kim Jong-un fat and disgusting and an idiot, that's good.
Yeah, because in that way, that shows our muscle, you know.
Because that's how we did it in World War II.
Yeah.
We went over and we just said, Hitler, you're a jerk, you're an idiot.
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, I'm missing something there. But
Seemed to me like we made friends with a complete enemy that became our enemy for 60 years after World War II.
Exactly, yeah.
So, seems to me, I thought we wanted diplomacy in this country. I thought we wanted to get along with other countries.
That's been our goal, I thought.
Apparently not.
Yeah.
Apparently we just want to scream and yell at
them. Have we thrown those ideas out the window? I mean...
What do you really think would happen if he got... I mean, and what can he do... So basically people want to be in wars, I guess is what I'm taking.
Well, evidently, they must think that Donald Trump has this magic wand he's going to wave to mysteriously pull us out of wars and, you know, create all these jobs.
Well, but
and,
you are not going to go to Vladimir Putin or Kim Jong-un and call them a name,
right,
and not have a military response.
Absolutely.
Kim Jong-un has a nuclear weapon that he's already said can reach California.
Mm-hmm.
So you think Donald Trump would not have to respond militarily
exactly,
to that?
Right.
So basically, we want to be back in the wars that we get just pulled out of.
Yeah.
That's right.
But we just want to have new enemies.
Is that that's what we want?
Yeah. So forget our Middle East, Middle Eastern people. Now we'll pick on Russia and North Korea.
Does he make you feel good when he gets out there and says, I want to make America great again, and then he says, we got to get rid of the Muslims, we got to build a wall around the country, we've got to redo our foreign policy? You know, when he sits there and criticizes Obama's foreign policy or anybody, what does he know about foreign policy?
Yeah.
What has he ever
read? Has he ever dealt with any of these leaders? I mean, you know, from maybe from a business stand, you know, I mean, but I don't think he's ever dealt with them on a one-on-one.
And please draw this line for me. Why does being a good businessman make you a good president?
To me, I think a lot of people tend to think of the country as a business.
Is it?
When did it become a business?
I mean, do people think because he's a great business deal, he's going to make great business deals for us all over? Because my guess would be...
Well, didn't he file bankruptcy like 4 or 5 times?
He did. Does anybody have an opinion on this, by the way? 740-383-9944. It just... And I said this on Friday, and I want people to hear this right. I'm not saying that he is Adolf Hitler-like. But this just reminds me an awful lot, if you look at history, of Adolf Hitler. Because Adolf Hitler was elected to power. People forget that. Adolf Hitler did not take power in Germany militarily. He was elected to power.
Oh.
And he said, and he did it by saying, Germany's the bottom of the barrel. The rest of the world's treating us like garbage since World War I. I'm going to make Germany a superpower again. I'm going to make us great. And they elected Adolf Hitler. And you see how that turned out.
Yeah. Mm. Now, see, that part I didn't know. I thought he strong-handedly, you know, took over and just...
No, he was elected. He strong-handed all the other nations, but he was elected in Germany.
Oh, wow. I didn't... I don't think that's the right course for us either.
Well, is it? Because what is he going to do besides build a wall?
Well, that's the thing. I mean, like I was saying with him, you know, he won't tell you his platform until you elect him. Well, that's like putting the cart in front of the horse.
And I've heard you say you're going to get two for the price of one with Hillary. I saw Bill the other day. I think Hillary's leading that.
You think so?
Oh,
okay,
yeah.
All right.
I think maybe she was leading it when they were in office.
Oh, that could be, man.
Because she looks a lot better for her age than Bill's looking for
his. You're right. Now, I know what you're talking about. I see him come up there and speak. You're right. He looked a little...
We're going to take a break.
Yeah.
You're listening to WWG.